This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Inflation is easing up a bit in Metro Denver. The U.S. Labor Bureau reports consumer prices in the area dropped by almost 2% during June and July. It's not all good news, though. Food went up by over 3%, and energy prices spiked by nearly 9%. Overall, Metro Denver prices are up 8.2% from a year ago. That's still lower than the national average of 8.5%. Lamar High School has unveiled the logo for its new mascot. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says it marks the latest name change from school mascots deemed offensive to indigenous tribes.
Fans will now cheer on the Lamar Thunder. A new logo unveiled on the school's basketball court shows a red bison stampeding ahead of a cloud of dust. The change comes after the name Savages was deemed inappropriate. About a dozen schools have taken steps to comply with a 2021 state law prohibiting Indian mascots. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Wildlife advocates are suing federal officials who missed a deadline to decide if protections for wolves should be restored across the northern U.S. Rocky Mountains. Republican-led states have made it easier to kill wolves. That's raised concerns that wolf populations could drop to unsustainable levels. In a preliminary finding last fall, the Biden administration said protections for wolves may need to be restored. A final call was due in June, so the Humane Society and Center for Biological Diversity have asked a federal judge in Montana to order officials to make a decision. This is CPR News and KRCC.